Okay, let's do one on Alvin, Alvin, Landry, Landry. Date of birth 4/12/55. Today is May 1st. This is a 66-year-old gentleman from Houston, Texas, originally a carpenter. He's not working at this time. He's been married once, has two kids, was married 9 years before he got divorced, period. Patient currently is, he lives at home. He's able to care for himself. He does smoke, which is kind of quick, but hasn't been very successful. And he was recently hospitalized with myocardial infarction, had a stent previously, had two more stents this time. Since hospitalization, has not had any chest pain or shortness of breath. He's not using oxygen, has a nitroglycerin that he uses from time to time, but he has not used since hospitalization. Has a nitroglycerin, which he has not used since hospitalization. Medication includes Wellbutrin, aspirin, Plavix, CILOSTAZOL, 100 milligram Advil, Pravacol, Procardia, and Losartan. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink, allergy, none. COVID immunization up to date. Medical problems, he's had a stroke in the past, hypertension, has a right-sided weakness, he uses a walker. Let's see, surgery, rotator cuff surgery, cardiac stent placement, carotid stent placement. Review of system, no chest pain or shortness of breath, difficulty walking, uses a walker. Patient does drive occasionally to get cigarettes at the store, he tells me. I said to him, Adam, since Massachusetts, seizure or convulsion. No chest pain or TIA type symptoms reported. Period. Let's see. Let's see. What else do we want to say? An exam, his vital signs are stable, 140 is 2, 88, 18, SFR, heart, positive, strong, positive, 2, lungs, rear, one, car, abdomen, soft, neck, sure, JVD, skin, shows, no actual extremity, shows, no edema, slight left sided weakness noted. Number one, here we have a 65-year-old gentleman with history of stroke. With cardiac stent placement, number 3, coronary artery disease, number 4, not O2 dependent, number 5, we'll get hospital records regarding his. His cardiac echocardiogram and possible need for palliative care, since he's been asked to be evaluated for palliative care at this time. Thank you.